My name is Jake Ware. I'm the product manager for Peppers and Tomatillos, and I'm also the coordinator for this event, the 2016 Davis Field Days at HM Klaus.
Okay, so this is day two of the field days out here at Davis for HM Klaus. Tell us a little bit about what's gone on over the last 2 days.
Well, it's been a long 2 days. We've had a lot of people coming through. So basically the idea here is we have multiple crops planted of our commercial varieties and also the new experimental varieties. And we want to bring a lot of internal people, but also there's dealers, processors, a lot of different people to bring in and just to show them the product that we have and who we are as a company.
Tell me about some of the different crops that people are seeing over these 2 days.
So right now we have melons, watermelons, squash. We have tomatillos, we have bell peppers, we have hot peppers, we have determinate tomatoes, indeterminate tomatoes, and beans.
All right. Why is it important to bring people out here into the field?
Well, a lot of what we do when we're trying to communicate these things is we'll see certain products in certain markets, or we'll also see just literature and explaining what they are. But what we try to do here is really have all the products in one place so customers can come in, internal people can come in, and see a lot of the differences between what we have. We also have what our competitors have here, just to show the differences and how we think they fit into the market. If you have it all in one place, it's also a great opportunity to be able to meet with a multitude of different people.
You took me through tomatillos and peppers and discussed a few of the different things going on with both. Let's start off with peppers. Tell me, what are some of the things that you're seeing through your pepper crops?
The one thing we're really excited about right now is a variety called Dante, which we have front and center in our trial. Dante is a variety that shows earliness. It definitely big size. You can keep picking it and has good BLS resistance. So we're really excited about that right now. It's really taken off in the central Mexican market. After that, we do have a lot of varieties that are focused for processing. So we're doing some different things with the slicers right now, so the nachos that you find in the jar. And then also with the no-heat jalapenos, you know, we are definitely a dominant company with no-heat jalapenos and processors that are looking for more consistency in their process and a more controlled final product. It's a great option for them. Lastly, with the hot peppers, I would say that in the serranos, we are really the biggest player in serranos, and we're doing some fun things right now. We have some a couple of products for the export market, a couple of products for the domestic market, and then also we're showing some colored serranos, which is a market that does not exist, and it's something that we think that the consumer would really enjoy, and so we're talking with certain people on how we can make that work.
Color seems to be very important to consumers, and the more colors you have in a product seems to be of more interest these days. Is that what you're finding?
Yeah, a lot of people buy with their eyes, especially the first time. And the way I see it is, you know, consumers, they'll buy the first time with their eyes, and that's an opportunity to show them new flavors. And once you do that, they make the connection between that new look and the new flavor, and you can get repeated sales that way. So, you know, what we have are yellow, orange, chocolate, red serranos, and you'll get different flavor profiles within, some of them being really sweet and a milder heat, some of them being more hot, but also that that nice fruity heat that you get from a serrano. We also have a stoplight jalapeno that we're looking at as well. We think the consumer would find that interesting. And then the mini sweets, which are all different colors too.
All right, let's shift over to the tomatillos. And there were some interesting things going on there as well. So tell me a little bit about what are some new developments.
Well, with tomatillos, we are the only player in tomatillos with hybrids at this point. So it's amazing when you start to bring hybrids into an OP market, the differences that you can see in yield, in consistency of your product, and also in field tolerance to certain diseases. So what we have is Tamayo has been on the market for a while, and what we're showcasing here is a variety called Siqueiros. Siqueiros is very different from what's out there because it's much earlier, and also the first set's going to be the heaviest set. Versus normally with tomatillo, it takes about your third pick for it to be the heaviest setting. So these are products, and we're continuing to expand on this, but products that really create a lot of value for the grower, and that's what we're trying to do is see through their eyes a little bit and try to help them be as successful as possible.
There are a lot of discussions these days about labor, a lot of labor shortages happening in the U.S. Labor is more expensive these days. And there is a product that you were talking about out there in the fields when we were talking earlier that can lead to mechanical harvesting rather than something so labor intensive. Can you share with us a little bit on that?
Yeah, of course. We have a couple of machine harvest options. We have some no-heat jalapenos right now that we actually have a patent pending for machine harvestability. So they have plants that are more adapted to a tomato harvester. And it's exactly for the reason you mentioned there that it's we know labor costs are high and they're increasing every day. And also the amount of labor available is going down. So with those two components, we know machine harvestability is what is going to be the lifeblood of pepper growers here in California and across the U.S. The other thing we're looking at right now, we have a new variety in Tomatillo that is machine harvestable. So it also has a patent pending on the husk actually coming off, so it dehusks on its own. And we're looking at, with different harvesters right now and seeing how that works the best. But it's a very compact setting and very early. So we see this as a market that in the salsa producers right now, there's more demand for salsa verde, and Tomatillos is the base of the salsa verde. So if American growers want to get in on that increased demand, this is an option for them to come in with a machine and possibly have a new product on their shelf.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to share with us about what's going on here, what's being developed, or what we should be watching for in the future?
For me, it's this is a lot of fun. We bring in a lot of people, and we have this beautiful farmers market stand that that's set up, and just to kind of show the spectrum of what we do here at HM Claus. And I would say, especially from a peppers perspective, we're growing tremendously. We're doing excellent. Our jalapenos, the serranos are strong. The anchos are coming, and the tomatillos were there. So we have an excellent melon program, and our tomato program is exceptional. So I think you're going to see a lot more from HM Claus in the future, and it's a good place. It's a good place to be right now.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thanks.